Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some Bloke. You deserve it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBBB. There's four Bs. Just I wanted to, like, just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK.
Okay.
Which stands for Boost Week, basically.
Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
That's so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pieces for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Bloody brilliant. Beers. Bloody brilliant.
Beers. On the piss.
Yeah, and welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's quite something to ask. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook, and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And for the second time today, Klutzy, where are we, mate?
Yeah, for the second time today, which is becoming a regular occurrence for us, we're at the Caxton Hotel. As we were saying before, Brisbane is crying. No Adam Reynolds,
no
Reece Walsh, no Payne Haas.
No Brendan Piacura.
No Brendan Piacura either. Yeah, the late mail there. The city's responding with shit ton of rain.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I forgot to press record on the Roadcaster, which is good. The two cameras are recording, which is always nice, but I'm just glad I caught it 2 minutes in and not 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a disaster. But this is our On the Piss podcast. Today we're joined by a very special guest for the second time today, Julian Woods. How are you, mate?
2 minutes felt like 40 minutes. So, good.
We started again.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say now because I felt like we've said it all.
We've covered it all off. No, it's great to have you back. We were saying, I think Julian came on the podcast for our OG listeners way back, maybe at the end of 2020.
Yeah.
When we were filming on a GoPro up here at the Caxton.
Talking about Zimbreros being the
the worst Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one just opened up at Ashgrove.
Yeah.
No.
At West Ashgrove.
No. So
really?
Now.
In the old Indian place?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So now, because like Guzman Gomez is like a 15-minute drive for me anywhere.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. That's now my local Mexican joint, and I've been buying it.
Oh, you've been buying it. Like,
and I hate myself every time I do it. But there's
times have changed. Wasn't it the cold rice that you hated or something? There's something specific that you...
Everything. It's so bad. And like, they've just been messing up my orders like nonstop, just like, because like I don't get cheese, certain things. And yeah, like there's this one Indian fella who works there, and like, I'm a fellow Indian myself. I'm a quarter Indian. If anybody didn't know, you can't tell by the skin complexion, but I'm Anglo-Indian. And I just kept thinking, I was just like, this guy keeps fucking up my order. How do I get back at him without, you know, ruining
his life?
No, not his life. My relationship with new local Mexican.
Yeah, because if you go too far, they're going to spit in your food every time you go.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah. So then I just waited until it was raining like this, and then I just started ordering Uber Eats so his cousins would get wet delivering it to me.
Big fan of Sombreros. You know you're a big fan of Domino's as well. Julian messages me probably once a week every time he uses our Domino's code saying that I owe him another pesito. So I think we're up to probably a carton by now.
God.
We'll, and the rest.
We'll get that
literally
to you soon.
Every week I eat so much pizza, just the BBB 3DL, and I eat it all to myself like a slob. I should be the size of Klutzy coming out of Domino's.
Well, you look great, mate. What we were talking about before we had to abruptly start again.
Essentially, back in the day, as Darth said in our intro, we talk about a craft beer page that we started.
Yeah.
And Julian used to have a character that was just like your typical stereotype of an Aussie tradie.
OG fans of the podcast will know what we're talking about.
Fucking hilarious. And the amount of messages that we used to get... I think your mum used to message you as well, being like...
My mum, I told Julian this yesterday. I was like, my mum used to text me and being like, you can't allow that to go on. Like, people are bullying Julian. Like, it's not right.
Because
like,
I think your mum went to school with my mum at Corpus Christi or something.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, she was probably... That's what makes it funnier.
Yeah.
She, like, personally knows me. And she's like, he can't get bullied like that.
I was like, it's an act. I'm like, are you sure? I was
like, yes. Up until, like... Still today, I get recognized for that. Like at one point in my life, there was like videos that I would do that I was doing that were getting like millions and millions of views. But in person, the thing I would get recognized the most for in Brisbane was these fucking beer reviews. And it's like, it was a private page.
Yeah,
it's like
a private
not like
group,
a thing where all these other people can fucking see.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time I saw your guys' page. I think like maybe Maddie Dearlove or like someone had posted a review. Mm. Someone that I was friends with on Facebook posted a review in the group.
Yeah.
And I saw and they were just like, blokes that I like, blokes that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
But then have seen them change into this weird like alter ego reviewing a beer. But you could tell they were being serious. They're like, pale ale, lovely summer drop, very sessionable. It's good on the tongue, mate. Anyway, guys, give him hate. Yeah, that's great. And I was just like,
get fucked.
Loser. And so then like, I was like, oh God, I want to do something like this. And then I think I posted a review and it was just too much of a piss take. And it was just me sitting at a bus stop. And it was like, nah, this looks like a bit like bullying.
Because I'm
just like taking the piss. And I was like, no, I don't want it to be like that. But I was like, so then I just started watching a bunch of them. And then I think the next week we went into lockdown or something and I just had an Aussie flag at home, a fucking a Bunnings trade shirt that was covered in paint. And I was like, I'm on here. And then, yeah, just during the lockdown, the way that I would use my time was finding new beers so I could review them and just like getting it like just the little tiny things like being real bad at maths, being like, oh, they're like $12 a six pack, so that's like more than a dollar a can.
My favorite part, which I still don't know if it was legit or not, like obviously I know it was an act, but you used to use spoons to open the can.
Dude, I was gonna say that as well, like just the little things like that, like not wanting to open the cans because it hurts my fingers to open cans, like just opening with spoons and then being like no bullshit talk, but then talking for like 3 minutes. But and then like my favorite one that I did was when VB released the cologne. And I went, and dude, it took me about an hour to dissect this cologne bottle without like breaking it. I did break one, but luckily I bought two.
And then one for personal use.
And then tried to put it back in like the plastic, and then like, yeah, just running it through and knowing that I only had one shot to pop the lid.
Yeah.
And then doing it. And then there was still a tiny little hint of cologne in there. It was just water. And then when I've drunk it, I've tasted the cologne. So then I've started actually coughing. And then my favorite thing, I still watch it like to this day, is like when I'm like coughing and I'm like, trying to squeeze one you at like mid cough. But then the comments is, like the poison's hotline, like, is this bloke serious? But then, like, as I was saying before, I got a bit sidetracked. People would come up to me in pubs. Like, I remember I was at Albion pub with my dad for lunch. He's like, "Oi, mate, beer's on me, mate." Ew! What the fuck?
That's so like, funny.
People coming up to me at nightclubs, like, "Oi, drinks on me," all of that. Like, dude, oh, you're actually way different in person. Like, even when you did the live show here,
so many people.
My missus dropped me off, and I'm like, I think I'll only have to do the character for like 5 minutes. And then there was people who've been like, dude, love your stuff. Like, come up, work up here. And I'm like, oh, they think it's legit.
Yeah, it's fast.
There's that smokers area there that I was just going to, just having smoke breaks. Like I'm a fucking like Christmas Santa at a shopping center. Just like fucking sick of
this shit. Say the line. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Fuck, the OG beer reviews used to be so good. Ryan Freeney used to do some crackers as well. Yeah. He'd like impersonate the accent of whatever country you got the beer from. Dude, we would get people like, because so many people would do like, you know, honest beer reviews and stuff, but every time one of us would do something, the first one would be like, when's Julian's next review coming? Like, what's he been up to?
Yeah, it'd be like only 3 weeks when I hadn't done one. And it's like, when's the king returning? And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I'm getting a bit over him now. Yeah,
there's only so many beers you can do.
And then like even getting like the shit beers at like Oettingers. Yeah. This is God's nectar, boys.
Oh, fuck, that was so good. Yeah, there's not many places you can go after doing the VB cologne, is there?
Yeah, no, like, yeah, that's the thing, because I think I might have been talking to you, being like, I heard there's like a pickle sour or something. From now, it's just getting into like novelty beers, fucking bar flavored beer or some shit.
Right, we were talking the other day about it. Like, fuck, I hardly drink crafties anymore just because I don't really go out and drink too much piss. And it's so fucking expensive now. Yeah. But like, there was somewhere that was like over in San Fran, some of the names of the beers were just like, fuck.
That one we got in San Fran, I think we've talked about it. We
the
like,
sour.
No, I'm talking about the fucking triple thing we got. We were blind.
Someone suggested it.
Yeah. So we go to this bar and I was maggot. Put the like story up of the thing. He had a chalkboard with all the specials on it. And I was like, whatever people suggest, we'll get. So I'm showing the bartender and he's like, yeah, if you haven't been, you've got to try this one. I'm thinking we're getting some fucking cocktail here. So,
yeah,
mate, this is what we're famous for, the local triple IPA. It's 8.5%. Fucking look like orange juice. I was like, oh my God.
Worst thing ever.
Did it taste good?
No.
It was all right, but not when you fuck. We'd had 100 beers. Like,
that would be something.
Not when you kept asking the bloke for a Long Island iced tea and he said, I don't fucking do them after like the 10th time. I was like, what sort of pub is it?
Anyway, it was
ridiculous.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, San Fran seems like a weird place.
Dude, they have cars that have no drivers. It's fucked.
Yeah, I saw that. But we were even talking about it before, like the 90 degrees, the fentanyl junkie. Over there, they just have it with like a pride flag on them too.
We also saw the biggest shit I've ever seen in my life in the street in a stairwell in San Francisco. It looked like a Sombrero's burrito, but two of them. It was like...
probably tastes the same as well.
But mate, how are you? How you been? What's been happening? What are you up to?
Oh, mate, just been doing the stand-up. Just filming videos with like Will and Powerfish, getting more into doing sort of like public dark humor stuff. Cause like obviously I've got those videos with like Jackson and stuff where it's like pre-written jokes, but now I'm going to try and just sort of like shock the public by just going up to random, not saying jokes, but just like sort of pushing the boundary sort of shit. Like that one that I uploaded where it's like that dude's dick's been cut off and like
did you see that
in the car park? Yes. Oh.
Sent the whole shopping center into a frenzy, like cops called. But like the main thing that I'm focusing on is the stand up, but obviously to promote the stand up and that I've got to do the social media stuff.
Yeah.
Just like sort of, I don't know, I'm just experimenting. I'm just
trying to find myself.
I'm just trying to find myself, fucking, I don't know. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's just standing up on a stage telling jokes about kids.
Anything. Mate, I'm actually curious to know, how do you get into stand-up? Like, is it something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I always wanted to do. Like, I don't know, like, in Australia, doing, like, I'd say, like, performing arts, like, show business sort of stuff, it's very, like, very, I wouldn't say unique, it's just something that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's not like a normal thing.
Yeah, it's not a normal thing. Yeah. And it's like something, like there's a lot of tall poppy syndrome over here, very easy to get judged. And like I always knew that like I get the most happiness from making people laugh.
Yeah.
And I get an even bigger happiness from making people laugh and then feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's like you could make TV shows, sketch comedy and all that. But then like when I watch stand up, I'm just like, fuck, that looks so good, because you're performing live to people, and it's just like, instead of doing it online or just hearing reviews or comments about it, it's face to face.
Yeah.
So then like I was like, fuck, I've always wanted to do that. And then you look and you're like, oh, all the stand up comics, they're from like late 20s to like 60.
Yeah.
Like you can do this your whole life.
Yeah.
Like just you've obviously got to keep being funny your whole life, but like
as long as you can stand up.
But then, of course, most of them sit down on stools anyway. But like you look at Chris Lilley right now, like he couldn't play some of the characters that he used to play, not because of like him, a lot of the stuff getting cancelled or stuff, just because he's like physically aging.
Yeah,
so it's like
he couldn't play a high school kid anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it's like, but it doesn't matter how much you age, you can always just be yourself as a comedian. You don't need to put on a character. Like, you are putting on a character on, like, during stand-up. Like, there'll be...
Like, it's a performance.
Yeah, it's a performance. Like, I'll be, like, purposely putting myself, like, left-wing, right-wing, like pedo almost.
Yeah.
To, like, the complete opposite. All just to get the laugh.
Yeah.
You know? So it is, like, a bit of an act, but it's Julian Woods. It's not, like...
You're dressing up in a
Jonah
costume.
From Tonga.
For sure. And what's it like you talked about performing on stage, like, and I guess getting that feedback live. Do you change your show much? Like, obviously I'm guessing you have, you know, these are the jokes, I'm going to run all the standard run shit or whatever. But like, depending on the crowd, do you?
Yeah, it's rough, man. Like, because for me, like, obviously my stuff is like extremely dark. Like, there's Anthony Jeselnik, Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Carr, who do dark stuff. But mine's, I would say, like a whole lot dark. It's like just a whisker short of hate speech.
Yeah.
But like doing that, and especially like, so I'm like not allowed at certain comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Right? Just because like down at Sit Down Comedy Club behind the stage, it says, do not use the word cunt.
Yeah.
And like, I just know that if I ever went there, the first thing I'd do would be like, g'day, cunts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. There's a sign back there that told me I'm not allowed to use this word. Yeah, no, fuck you, cunts.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I hate, like, people trying to suppress people in, like, oh, what's the fucking... Sorry, I'm on my brain's all...
just being able to, like, express yourself and...
Yeah, it'll come. I don't know I didn't fucking think of that. Ed, when I go to, like... So, I do a lot of it at this club in West End, and they're great blokes down there. But it is in West End, so it's a bit hard to tell these dark jokes at like an open mic night where I want to test them for my show.
Yep.
But I look at the room and it's like a room full of greenies and like 60-year-old women drinking wine. And they're not going to like these jokes.
And they're probably not going to be the ones buying tickets to your dark humor show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then like I've got to walk this fine line where it's like... okay, I've written all these jokes. I want to test these jokes. Like, usually you only get about 5 to 7 minutes, like a set.
Mm.
So then, like, I'll be like, oh, this joke for my show is 10 minutes. I'll compress it down to, like, the best little tiny bits, 2 minutes, with another three of them to make, like, 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And I want to test them, but then I'll go down there and, like, I'd say I've only bombed probably, like, once or twice. Bomb meaning, like... not done well, like no laughs, real fuck.
Not a terrorist attack?
No, definitely not. Even I do like them, but like, and then just going out there and just like, instead of laughs, it's just people wanting to laugh, but then like, oh, and I know that those noises translate to laughs to my audience.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, I don't want to publicize that I'm down there because then I don't want like a renter crowd sort of thing. I don't want people from my social media to come down and be like, oh, Julian Woods is performing here.
Yeah. Mm.
And then all of a sudden the other comedians like who are also on have to like do their jokes to a crowd that just likes fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I sort of want the honest feedback as well because sometimes I'll do like I'll do jokes that make everybody laugh, you know, and they're like, but then, there was this one time it went real bad, man. Like I was opening for my mate who he got me into it. So like when I decided I wanted to do it, instead of like using my following and just going doing shows straight away, I was like, no, I want to get good at this.
Yeah.
So I like hit up this guy that I met through a friend who was like a stand-up comic opening for people. And he's like, showed me around the clubs and he has a bit of a dark sense of humor too. And he's like, oh, do you want to open for my hour? Like I'm doing it at the club. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh, fuck, he does dark jokes. Like not as dark as mine and his is a different style. But I was like, oh, this is a perfect crowd for me.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Hugely wrong. So I'm like standing at the front. And I remember my first bit was like that I was going to open up with was about plus size models, and how we should ban them, and I was like, oh, this is going to kill, like just the way that I've written it and like the wording that I had for it, I was like, this is so well polished, this can't go wrong. And what I didn't see was that every person, like I should have just kept an eye on the crowd walking in, because when I've gotten on stage, the first thing that I've seen and noticed was the crowd was 80% fat white women. So I was like, oh,
they're gonna love this.
Oh, so then I've just started off and I'm like, oh God, like what am I gonna do here? So I was like, I've got to do it, because like.
Did you have anything else prepared? Like,
not really. There's stuff I could have, but I was like, nah, like, that's a massive thing that a lot of comedians have said to me is like, don't let them scare you. Like, if I've got a joke about like Asians in the front row's Asian, don't not say it. But, so I've just started off and I think I was just like, oh, well, like, James is a bit dark, but let's start off the show lightly, Plus size models, do we need them? And then, like, and then they're sort of like, looking, and then I was like, okay, double down. So I was like, I don't like using the term plus size models because, you know, there's a bit of a stigma behind it. I much prefer calling them how they are, you know, photogenic fat cunts.
Did you just get crickets?
It was just like skinny people going.
But the rest of the crowd's
and,
just
yeah, and then the rest of the crowd were burping.
Got the best ropes and shit.
No, but that it was just like just so much tension, man. And I was just like, oh.
Did you feel like just crawling up into I couldn't think of anything?
Yeah,
worse.
No, you do, but then you're like, you can't let them see that. So I was like, oh, okay, let's quickly get off the plus size model bit now. I'm not gonna do the rest of it because it only gets worse. And then I was like, oh, what'll make them better? And I was like, okay, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein's Island.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
And how funny it would be if fucking Stephen Hawking was on it.
Yeah.
By the way, I've been telling that bit for about 2 years.
Yeah, because it was on that other podcast.
So I said, I've been doing this joke on stage for about 2 years where I'm like, oh, how funny would it have been if Stephen Hawking was on Jeffrey Epstein's Island?
Yeah.
And then one morning I woke up and looked on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that joke fell straight into my lap, sort of like those kids would have to Stephen. But but then like, yeah, no, dude, it was fucked because like people who had seen it were like, oh, what do you know that we don't know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, like, no, I wasn't.
It was just
a funny thing. Like I wasn't going to Epstein's Island to get massages.
As if they'd invite you.
I was there getting head.
Because I've seen that clip. I don't know what the podcast is called. Bobby Lee and the other dude. Like they've fucking flogged
Bad
that.
Friends?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, they've flogged that to death. That that same bit that Stephen Hawking's on the island.
Yeah.
I've seen 100 clips of it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, because like, I think I remember seeing like an article saying that he was on there for a charity event or something.
Yeah, right.
And being like, how funny would it be, da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
when
yeah.
it came out, I was just like, oh, this is gold.
Yeah.
So then now I've just got so much more to do it.
Yeah, built a show around it.
But yeah, so like, yeah, doing the dark stuff is hard down at these places. But then there's stuff that I'll write and I'll be like, this is going to work. And then I'll just have to rehearse it, you know, in the mirror with a microphone like a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like a 16-year-old kid with a dream to sing or something.
Yeah, rapper.
But, yeah, like there's some that, yeah, I just could never perform anywhere else other than my show that's labelled Make Dark Humour Great Again with, like, content warnings.
Yeah.
And, like, there's even, like, I won't say the name of the actual venue, but they, like, we just booked my tour. And as soon as they've, like, looked me up, they've sent me an email. Hang on. I think this, that word that I was trying to get before that I couldn't think of.
We'll come up with this.
Yeah.
Do you get much kickback from the venue? Or you know what venues you can go to now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Censorship, that's the...
Yeah, okay.
But they were like, the so-and-so strives to be a home for the creative good life for all people. Although we do not support censorship as a general principle, one of our foremost aims is to create a space where people of all races, genders, and sexualities feel safe to enjoy the artists we have the privilege of hosting. Before your performance with us, please ensure you've communicated any necessary warnings before your show so that audiences can decide for themselves whether the content is suitable for them or not. Our stance is, if you need to punch, punch up, not down.
Okay.
So I cancelled my shows with them and booked somewhere else. Like.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But
fucking hell.
Yeah, like as Clutzy said, do you get much blowback? Like obviously you're not... Like, obviously, these jokes are around dark topics and taboo topics, but it's not, like, who you are as a person and what you believe.
Yeah, no, of
like,
course.
It's obviously and to make people laugh.
Yeah, there's certain things that I'll just, like, never joke about. And, but there's also stuff that I'd say that you'd be like, oh, you won't joke about that, but you joke about that.
Yeah,
but the
thing
is, like, a lot of it I'll use almost sort of, like, past traumas or, like, people that I know who have experienced it. Because, like, the thing that I, like... No matter what happens to me that's bad, I'll always find laughter or humor out of it to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
But, fuck, what was the original question? I keep going on fucking tangents.
Do you, like, I was just saying how, like, obviously the things you joke about and write your jokes about, you don't believe in. And, like, you're not a bad person, but do you get much blowback from...
Oh, yeah, that's right, the blowback.
Yeah.
Yes, so, like, at... One of the clubs that I go to, I recently copped like a 3-week ban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, I think they just had new investors in for the actual comedy club who were like running certain things. And I came down and I was like doing this one bit and there was like one line in it where like, it was based off a true story, but I made it too much based on a true story and I didn't change one line, which is a bit fucked.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that you... sort of like as a comic you get a bit confused about is when you're like writing something that's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like just say the punchline's a bit extended that you forget to like change, you're allowed to change all the minor details and shit.
Yeah.
And like I told this one thing and like everybody laughed at the joke. It like went off. But then one of the guys who ran it just like obviously it was a touchy subject for him.
Mm.
And then like the I think some of the others were a touchy subject for one or two people in the crowd out of like 3% out of the 100% of people who were there.
Yeah.
Mm. And they've all gone, complained, all that sort of shit, which I usually would not give a fuck about.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, we're going to lose our fucking...
Investment,
da-da-da-da-da. So I was like, yeah, fair enough. But then, like, I sort of just went off and I was just like, man, like the censorship thing, I just hate it. So it's like, that's why, like... Yeah, people usually tend to leave me alone when it comes to that, like the people who work at stuff, because like it's not like I'm saying it out of pocket or like without like a good punchline or anything like that.
Yeah.
But like it's just like the, oh, you just shouldn't joke about that. And I'm like, man, I'm not saying like the N-word or something. I'm not coming out and just spitting straight like
racist things. Nothing
like that. Like I'm building them up. Like just because you don't like the topic doesn't mean... that it's a bad joke or like it's...
And it's a performance, like we were saying before. Say.
Exactly. Yeah. So then like, and I get really like heated about that sort of stuff. Yeah. And I'll like... And it was more like my kickback that got me the ban for the 3 weeks.
Not the actual joke.
Don't say this, don't say that. And there has been times when I've been told, oh yeah, man, this week, let's take this out of your set. And I'm like, well, that was my whole set.
Yeah, that's the best parts.
And,
yeah.
And I'm like, God. So then like I'm going and trying to... do a set and then I'm thinking in my head, oh, should I not say, and then I'll just do a terrible set because I'm walking on eggshells. So then I've just gone back to being like, fuck everyone. I'm just...
And it's not like you're quiet about what you're going to say either. Yeah. Like anyone that searches up your social media will immediately know what they're getting into. And like people don't have to be there if they don't want to be.
Exactly, man. So that's the thing. Especially at those like open mic nights, it's like there's like 10 comics on every night.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, there's 9 other fucking comics you can listen to who will have jokes about coffees in West End for you. Like
almond lattes.
It's just like, man. But yeah, like there's certain ones that like no matter how dark they are, like everyone finds them funny. But
yeah.
It's just like, obviously it depends on like the delivery and shit like that. But then like, it's pretty funny. Like some of the jokes, if you strip them down essentially to what they are, they're horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and you're just like, oh, I just laughed at a joke about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, I sort of distracted you from it.
But that's what I was going to say. That's what comedy's there for, is to distract you from some of the fucked things. Like I know, for example, like some people that have worked in, as like paramedics and stuff like that, like, they will make jokes about what they've just seen as a coping mechanism.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think there's definitely a place for the dark humor, and it's fucking... I think it's great you're out there trying to do it.
Yeah,
like it's awesome, bro. Are there many other people in Australia that are doing the dark humor stuff? Or?
Yeah, like there's people who say dark, but it's not, man. Like I'd say like... if I
It's like nightlight in the corner of the bedroom.
Yeah, dude, if my skin tone was how dark my... humor is, I'd be Usain Bolt. And, and I think like all the other people who say I'm a dark humor comedian, like even the ones from overseas, I'd say their skin tone would still be like Conor McGregor's. Like I don't care about treading carefully or anything like that, because like the thing is, you can only get canceled for something you're willing to be canceled about. I'm not saying anything that's like, oh, like you can try to, but the thing is, like, they're all jokes.
Yeah,
I don't mean a single thing of it. And there's like obviously the intent of the joke, the subject of the joke, all is what it's about, and like what you can and can't get in trouble for.
Yeah,
but it's like I'm doing it properly, whether you like the topics or not. Like, think about like what was on television 20 years ago, like The Chaser. That was one of the best TV shows ever. Like Summer Heights High, and now all of that shit is cancelled. Like, I remember The Chaser had a segment that they got like a 1 week suspension off the air for, and it was Make a Realistic Wish Foundation. like, make a realistic wish because they're just going to die anyway.
Dude, even I saw a clip the other day on Facebook from the Footy Show. It was Bo Ryan dressed up as Benji Marshall. Like, even that shit wouldn't fucking fly today.
The Footy Show used to be the most wild show on television, like in the 90s and stuff.
And even what Matty Johns is doing now, Fletch and Hindy, like obviously it's nowhere near what it used to be, but I guarantee you in 20 years' time we'll be going, fuck, how did Fletch and Hindy get away with doing that sort of shit?
Bro, it's nuts, man. And that's the whole reason for my tour, is make dark humor great again. Like, I'm sort of like marketing it like I'm Trump.
Yeah.
And because like it's 2024, the election.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to do, man, because it's just like, I just get so sick of seeing, like, just television these days is just so PG and it's just so broad.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just everything's just been, like, Disney-fied.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything's just Disney this, Disney that, like, just absolute
sunshine and lollipops.
Yeah, it's just terrible television. And it's just like, I'll say something that's not even that bad and they'll be like, oh, you can't say that. And I'm like, you can. Yeah. And like 20 years ago, people on television used to say much worse.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's just fucking, it's like people just, like, who take offense, it's so, like, so many different areas where people could take offense and, like,
yep,
different broad spectrums of it. Because, like, I could tell a joke that involves, like, a kid.
Yeah.
People would be like, ooh. But then they're like, Christians would be like, oh, yeah, I love that joke. Like, yeah, I love that joke. But then I'll go to, like, a Catholic and I'll be like, why doesn't God like ice cream? And he'd be like, where are you going with this one, cunt?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't exist. And they'll be like, oh, no, like, the biggest, the biggest fucking clapback I've had for any joke was a joke about Jesus. And I think I receive about 1,000 emails, DMs a day.
Really?
Still, like,
holy shit. Many.
And it's about a joke that I said where it was just like, why did Jesus get so much pussy? Because he was hung like this. And it's like, it's a funny thing. Yeah. He was hung like that. He's on the side of every fucking church building like that. Can you imagine, like, if other religions did that, or if a religion popped up? Like, that's essentially someone
dead
hanging.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine
if it was just like a single mother with a packet of prescription pills, like, nailed to the side of a church. Like, different that would look in other situations.
Yeah.
So it's weird, fucked. But, like, that's a funny joke.
Yeah, exactly, like, right.
He was, but then it's also me saying he had a massive one.
I can't believe people DM you about that.
Tens of thousands of emails, DMs, so everything. Funny. It's nuts.
Mate, hell. Tell us a bit more about the tour. When is it? Where is it?
So the tour, I think, when's this come out?
Tomorrow.
Oh, shit, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think tickets will go on sale next week.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, if you... not around, it's Julian Woods on Instagram or julianwoods.au/shows to keep updated with that. But the tour will be in July. I think it kicks off 5th of July in Perth at the Brisbane Hotel, and then it finishes here the 14th of July at the Princess Theatre.
Nice.
For the special taping. But yeah, dude, the Princess Theatre, man, that'll be such a good show. Like,
yep,
big.
Yeah.
Like, got to sell a lot of tickets, but, like, I'm so keen, and it's just like, man, after like a year, 2 years of just like writing all these jokes in my bedroom and saying them to 60-year-old lefties at West End, now I can finally say them to my people. I don't know how to say it, but, like, you know, now I can finally
to people who want to hear it.
To people who want to hear it and are going for that.
Yeah.
Because, like,
you've literally been preparing for this particular scenario. Yeah. Fuck, that's awesome.
And what sort of shit can they expect? Obviously, it's going to be dark. But,
the darkest comedy you've ever heard. Just shy of hate speech.
such a good tagline.
I was going to say it's the best tagline.
No, but there's heaps of stuff. Plus size models, religion, kids, adults.
Something for everyone.
Make kidnapping great again. Heaps of shit. The whole point of that is I want Stranger Danger to make its comeback.
Yeah.
I feel like kids are just... they're too spoilt these days.
Right, you remember? Well, I remember back in the day, you used to almost every night on the news, it'd be like, there was a white van parked outside this school.
Dude.
And it's like,
dude, it was nuts. And it was like all the big public thingos. You know what ended up, like, all the big cases.
Yeah.
We know what happened to them. Like, they were found years later in pieces.
Yeah.
And then you've got recent ones where it's like, oh, the girl was found safe in a room with Bratz dolls.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so imagine me going to school after just getting kidnapped and everybody's like, Julian, like, what happened? What happened? I was like, oh, it was terrible. The guy had a skate park in his backyard. you know, like, so you got to, like, kidnappers need to start, you know, making kidnapping great again. So yeah. The kids are alert.
Yeah.
And like these parents need to, you know.
Because drum
like,
it in. Drum in the stranger danger.
The front door of my house growing up was stranger danger. Like don't open the door. All
yeah.
That.
Yeah. I haven't heard stranger danger in a long time. Maybe exactly. It's because I'm a fully grown man. But.
Exactly. Makes you think.
It really does make you think.
I bet you said because I'm a fully grown man. Yeah. I don't need stranger danger anymore. They need it for me.
Yeah. We've been training at Nitro, so we should be right.
Yeah. How's the boxing going? Do you guys have nicknames yet?
No, not as such.
Can I suggest some?
Yeah.
Schooner and Pint.
Schooner
or
and
Schooner
pot.
And Mega Jug.
Mega Jug and Pot. And, pot.
Oh my God.
7 ounce.
That would be so
Schooner. Darcy, Schooner. Get in.
That would be pretty funny.
Josh, Mega Jug.
That is quite good. No, it's been going good, mate. We've been training pretty hard, but I'm fucking ready for the fight to be over, right? Like, come and go. I just get sick of getting punched in the head.
Yeah, I think you had some zinc on to go out and play cricket. But nah, it's just a bruise along nose, the, yeah. The
you know
the nose.
Worst thing about it is, so this happened on Thursday night, and my nose has just been full of dried blood ever since. Easily the worst part is sleeping.
Do you should get some of those tapes that go yeah, over your nose that open.
Yeah, because I just keep waking up on my back, and obviously I can't breathe through my nose, so I've got the driest fucking mouth, and I can't sleep. Breathing. Literally, like my girlfriend is waking me up because I'm fucking snoring. I'm like, I can't fucking inhale through my nose.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been good. Marty and Michael at the same gym, so yeah, that's
wild.
Probably pretty much who is responsible for my nose.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marty.
Yeah. But, that's nuts how it wasn't swapped around.
Yeah, I know. Like
you should have been sparring,
it
Marty.
It was fucked.
Yeah, I rocked up late, so it's probably my fault, but anyway. No,
yeah, that was your punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
I was probably just walking in circles.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's good, mate.
Be
it's
told
good.
Where to go. Yeah, it's been good fun, though. But yeah, keen as fuck for
what's
it
what's your prediction?
Oh,
I reckon you're going to knock someone. I don't even know who you're fighting. I reckon Clutzy's going to knock
someone. I've got a bit of a weight difference.
Ask him the weight difference.
What's the weight difference?
I'm currently 46 kilos heavier.
You're 46 kilos heavier.
Yeah.
He weighs 89 and Clutzy's 135 or something.
Yeah.
You're fighting someone my
yeah.
size.
Yeah. Pretty fucked, eh?
We're fighting, the people we're fighting are the same size.
Yeah,
and one's got the mega jug and the other's got a scooter.
Can you bet on it?
Yeah,
I mean with Blue Bet. Yeah.
Like put in the house on fucking
yeah, so.
And knock
yeah,
is so, that legal?
Yeah,
oh, I don't know. I shouldn't apparently. Speak on it. Nah, just in case someone's like, oh yeah, we need to stop this.
Yeah,
yeah well, fuck, there's no one else because I'm just a big fat cunt. There's literally no
there's
one else.
There's no one to spar at the gym, is there?
Nah. There's coach. A few of the bigger fellas, yeah. The bloke who's been training me, Jerry, he's a fucking legend. He's a bit of a bigger lad, so yeah, he's been getting into me a bit, which has been good, but it's fucking different boxing. She's a yeah. different beast.
Dude, I remember when I first started boxing and it was like I could easily run like 5-10 kilometers like at a steady pace, be like a bit dead. Man, I was fucking 10 times more dead after doing 3 3-minute rounds of boxing the first time I did it. I was like, I was fucking throwing my liver up. You know, like I had fucking organs coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Our first session was on a Friday. On the Monday, I did a half marathon. Like just went out and did it for training. Mm. Like just no
just cash.
Event. Yeah, just went and did it. I was like, yeah, I'll be sweet for this boxing session on Friday. I literally vomited like halfway through. It's so fast.
It's fast.
It's like focus, like sort of like using your brain. And
the best thing about it is that, like, when you're gassed and you're really tired, it's all good because you can just take a break and get punched in the face. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like you're on a run and you're like, oh, I'm really tired. I'll just walk for a minute. Because if you stop, you literally just get bashed and can't breathe through your nose for 4 days.
No, it's a
it's a fucking kind of a thing.
I've
said it multiple times on the podcast before, but after our first Tuesday night boxing 101 session, the trainer was like, you play footy, hey? I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, a bit of different coordination between footy and boxing. And I was like, if that's like, a cunt telling me I suck, I'm like, fuck me. But it's going
humbling.
Good.
It's humbling, eh?
It's very humbling. I think that's probably the biggest thing is how humbling it is.
Mm. And it's so easy to tell like the experience difference and the ability difference is like, you know what I mean? Like you could put someone, maybe not an NRL field, but like, You put someone on a footy field,
you
and
put a sixth grade player into third grade.
Yeah,
and be like,
exactly right. Yeah, but if you put some amateur boxer like me,
Darcy, against, go spar Isaac Hardman tomorrow.
Yeah, I would die.
That would be fucked.
Yeah, but that's, it's not even Isaac Hardman. Yeah. It's spar Marty. Cunt. That's bad enough.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the difference between amateur and pro is fucked.
Oh, amateur and fucking everyone else, mate. Nah. Something else I actually wanted to ask. This is fucking a bit roundabout. We probably should have gone into this earlier, but how do you get involved with working with, like, you mentioned Will and Powerfish before. I know you've done some stuff with Cursor and that sort of stuff. Like, I remember one day, I didn't know that you had done stuff with Cursor. Like, obviously I knew you and knew him, but didn't know that you'd done stuff together. And I think I was scrolling on Instagram or something, and you're on his live with, like, headphones up your nose, like, pretending to be in hospital.
Yeah, I think that was during COVID as well.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, for his album rollout, because, like, we're like, we got to do some funny lives, man. And then, like, I think the week before his album came out, it was just like me being this one character, and then just like saying I got diagnosed with AIDS because I listened to a Seth Sentry CD or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like slowly progresses to me being in hospital with headphones up my nose. And, like, dude, even with that, there's some idiots out there who believe that was real. Like,
it was literally like, like, before AirPods, like, headphones.
Apple headphones.
With the cord up his nose.
And then, like, just, like, a laptop playing beep, 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 beep. But, no, the way that I – so, like, I always was involved with, like, the local hip-hop scene here. Like, managed a few rappers and stuff. And then, like, also did the videography and that. And then this one guy that I knew was selling beats, like, as a producer to one of Cursor's best mates, JUF. And then Cursor was in town. He was playing at the Hi-Fi. And they hit us up and were like, oh, we need some people to take photos. Are you keen to take photos? And I was like, oh, yeah, sweet. So then I went and met him and just did, like, photos and videos for his show. And then didn't really meet him or anything because he was sort of like, I don't know, it was like sort of A-list sort of thing. Like, just got ushered off onto his own thing. Didn't really talk to any of the supports or anything that much. Like, was just upstairs into the green room. And then when I was sending the photos across, he just, like, followed me, and then we just chat here and there. Then the next year he was like, oh, do you want to come film my shows? And now I play fucking Grand Theft Auto with him on PlayStation every second day.
Yeah, like, nice.
Like, it just progressed through that. I was just doing video work for him, and then, yeah, it was like the tours. Then I started doing his music videos, and then it was just, yeah. Just
got AIDS.
Got AIDS, listening to Seth Santry. And
that's so fun.
but and then we just became mates, and now, like, me, him, our friend Sheldon and Jay just have this fucking footy tipping thing.
Yeah.
I've won last year by a fucking, I think, like, 20 points or some shit.
Fuck.
I'm in the lead this year. And then, yeah, we just play, like, Grand Theft Auto and FIFA and stuff.
That's so,
like,
fuck, yeah.
Having the wonderful, glamorous life of, like, a stand-up comedian / micro-influencer, whatever the fuck you want to call us.
And then
I get to stay home and play fucking games most days.
Living the dream.
Yeah. How good's GTA? I only picked it up again for, I bought a new Xbox, and I was like, fuck it, I haven't played this since Xbox 360.
Man, it's,
so I was like, wow, this thing has changed so much.
Dude.
I'm trying, like, to build my online empire.
Yeah. You have, like, a whole second life.
Like, we go on there and it's just like, oh, yeah, let's go kill other players, guys. And I'm just like, nah, and I'm just down at, like, the hair salon just hitting fucking women. Nah, but it's crazy, man. Like, I don't know how the game's not banned yet.
Yeah.
It's, but, like, I can't wait for Grand Theft Auto 6. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the works.
Just another year.
What about Will and Powerfish? How did that come about? I've seen you do a bit of stuff with him recently.
So I was working with Marty and Michael, and then I decided to, like, go off and just start focusing on, like, the stand-up and all that, like, my own. Because, like,
you were mainly editing and stuff for them, hey? Like,
yeah, I was filming and editing their website content. So it was, like, just the exclusive, real, real fucked up shit that was, like, borderline scat porn.
Yeah.
But, I was doing that, and then pretty much, like, the way that they said it was that, like, I was ready to fly the nest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then, I just started doing that. But then, like, Willem also had stories up saying, looking for a videographer and stuff. And I was just like, oh, well, if it's more casual, I can do that. Because with Marty and Michael, they run a tight ship. It's like Monday to Friday, like a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Certain days. And it's just like, especially with all the overwhelming stuff of what I'm doing, it was hard to keep that routine.
Hard to like build your own thing while that was happening 9 to 5. Yeah.
And then, but Willem's is like very casual, like
just like a random day going.
Yeah, it would just be like he'll call me like, oh, what days do you have this week? And I'll be like, oh, fucking doing Bloody Brilliant Beers, fucking podcast Tuesday, and then we'll film Wednesday.
Yeah,
be like, yeah, sick.
Yeah, nice.
That's so good.
Yeah,
fucking oath.
Crazy fingers in all the pies.
Yeah, just finger smashing all the pies. I keep having these random mind blanks. I took an endone before for a, for a migraine, and it's just
That's all right. That's just me when I have nothing.
Yeah, it's just one bit of my brain, and I just constantly end up there every 4 minutes, it seems. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Where am I?
Who are these guys?
I feel like you've been sparring at the gym.
Yeah, dude, that's literally what it feels like.
Can relate.
Oh, that's good. So after the tour, mate, you got any plans? Are you going to keep it Oz or?
So, like, I think I'm going to go dip my toes in America and UK because I know, like, I think – on TikTok, I think 51% of my fan base is from America.
Yeah,
hectic.
Like, so that's like 300.
That's pretty crazy when you think about it.
It is nuts because, like, yeah, on TikTok, I've got like just over 700,000 people on there now, and which means more than 350,000 of them are from America.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think Instagram could almost be the same. I think America is my number one country. Then it's I think Australia and UK are almost tied on everything. So I think I have the same fan base in UK that I do here.
In Australia, which is wild.
But that's like, I think my social proof and like my pull would probably be more here just because it's like all my friends are all Aussies. Anybody who would share my stuff would be Aussies.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And yeah, like, yeah, I've been on like video calls, not video calls, like live streams with like American creators and stuff on Twitch. And I've made jokes to them and they're like, oh.
Oh.
What the?
And I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, you guys are fucked, man. Like, oh, okay. Like, and then like, yeah, I think places like Nashville and Austin and all that are probably not the places
you want to be. Yeah.
Making people very offended because like, I don't want to get shot.
I was going to say, they got guns over there. Yeah.
Not fun.
No.
Like, over here, what's like, someone's just going to throw a cup at you or try and glass you with a bottle of Crown Lager or something.
Bring it on, bro.
Yeah. But definitely plan on getting overseas. Like UK I'm definitely keen for because they pretty much share the exact same sense of humor as us. And I've just like it's a fucking long way. Have you guys been to like UK, Europe?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Long flight.
I haven't.
Trip.
Yeah, my biggest fear is flying though. That's like
Right.
Like, yeah, I just hate not being in control.
Yeah,
like, if I was flying the plane, good as gold. But just the fact that you can't, and you're just like in a, you're more likely to die in a car crash.
Yeah,
but like in a car crash, it's like you're dead.
Yeah,
whereas in a plane. For 15 minutes before you hit the ground. Like, fuck that, bro.
Yeah. That would be a bad 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, New Zealand, mate. We flew there on the way to Vegas. Great food, Wi Fi.
Air like, New Zealand?
Yeah.
You flew Air New Zealand to America?
To San Fran, yeah. So we had to go via Auckland, but yeah. Apart from our flight getting cancelled on the way home, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I said, bro, because I remember I looked up, it was like you guys were going to San Fran. And this is so funny. So, like, I just had this weird thing where I love tracking flights whenever I know people are going somewhere. I had a flight, a United Airlines flight, up in one of my computer tabs that I thought you guys were on that I was tracking over the course of, like, a day. Just, like, while I was working, I'd be like, oh, let's see what... Let's see where they are. I probably have screenshots on my phone of like when it was like, oh, that plane landed. Like,
safely.
And I was almost going to fucking send it to you. Thank God I didn't. Would have been like, oh, wrong flight, champ.
No, we went via
Auckland. Remember next time I have to send you the flight number.
Yeah. We talked about that, how there's people that track flights and shit.
Dude,
Like your cousin, bro, is obsessed with flights. He tracks them all the time.
He asked us to send him photos
Tom,
and shit.
Yeah.
Loves that
Runs in the family.
Masked. Whenever my girlfriend goes overseas or like any of my friends are going overseas, I'm just like putting it in and I've got like I pay for it, bro. And I can see like the 3D model of the plane in the air and I can like like pinch around and be like, oh, look, they can see Uluru. Like, oh, this is what it looks like in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at this time.
Water.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fucking hell, that's too
so
good.
Funny.
That's
mate.
So embarrassing. Wrong flight. I'll show you after the show. I definitely have screenshots.
Mate, I know you plugged it before. We want to give one more plug where people can get tickets to go and see this
sweet.
Show.
Yeah, Make Dark Humor Great Again. July. I've just hit that space in my brain where the end owner's fucking
taking control.
Blank spacing me. Anyway, yeah, July 2024, Make Dark Humor Great Again tour, julianwoods.au/shows. Come laugh and make other people feel and stuff like that. So buy a fucking ticket so I can get brain surgery or
fix
medication.
Yeah. Now we'll make sure we share the tickets and stuff when they're on sale next week.
So keep an eye. Like, what's happened, man? It's yeah. just like
the bright lights.
On, like Nathan.
I think it's all these fucking, like, I'm like getting a bit nauseous. I sort of look through four different poles to look at you guys.
Look at the schooner and mega jug.
Oh, I love that. Love that.
No, thank you very much for coming on, mate. Always a pleasure. And yeah, look forward
for
to seeing
guys.
What you do next.
Fucking oath. Keen to come along and watch.
Yeah. Just give them heaps. Yeah, come on, yeah, fucking come along to the
Princess Yeah,
theater.
Fucking oath. Yeah.
It's on a Sunday too, so just get fucking.
Well, we didn't have work job on Monday, so. And it'll be after the fight,
oh,
so.
Oh, we can get sloshed.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah! Yeah!
Give them heaps!
's this week is brought to you by Domino's.
Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want Ooh. You to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off
Holy
using
shit.
That code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of them. Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.